Tune into Harpistry for an eclectic mix of harp music from around the world. Sunday at midnight and Monday at noon, right here on KRVS.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Mostly sunny this afternoon, a high of 91, southeast winds at 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with a low of 68, and on Thursday another sunny day, highs reaching 92. Currently it's partly cloudy and 88 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will be with us a little bit later in the hour to give us a rundown of the events calendar. Music begins with Antonín Dvořák's Symphony No. 9 in E minor, Opus 95 from the New World. István Kurtíz conducts the London Symphony Orchestra. Antonín Dvořák's From the New World, Symphony No. 9 in E minor, Opus 95. István Kertész conducted the London Symphony Orchestra.
What's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Classes are being offered for children and adults through the UL Lafayette Potpourri program. For a complete listing, you can go to their website or call their office at 482-6386. The website is ce.louisiana.edu. CE stands for Continuing Education. Lots of courses through Continuing Education in computers for adults. Potpourri has lots for children. The Vermilionville summer camps will be offered in July. The Nature Comes Alive summer camp. There will be two sessions, July 16th through the 20th and July 23rd through the 27th. At the same time, the History Comes Alive summer camp will be offered as well. For more information, stop by their website or call Vermilionville. And Tipitina's Co-op will offer a workshop this evening from 6 to 7 p.m. It's called Band Dynamics, and it will be held, the leader of the workshop will be Caroline Helm. It's on Band Dynamics. The workshop wants to help band members and future band members to gain insight about band dynamics to maximize the success of the band. If you'd like more information, please call Tipitina's Co-op or stop by their website. That telephone number is 534-0951. Tipitina's Co-op is at 203 Jefferson Street in Lafayette. Volunteer instructors teaching adults, VITA, will offer a tutor training workshop. The first session is this Thursday, June 21st, and the second one, Thursday, June 29th. You need to take the first one in order to take the second. If you would be interested in helping adults learn to read, and you don't need to be trained or have a degree in education, call VITA at 337-234-4600. That's 234-4600 for more information or to register. The summer camp at the Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas will have a performance. The children will be performing After Hours. That's a one-act comedy play. They'll perform it Thursday and Friday at the Delta Grand Theater. Tickets will be available at the door. The Delta Grand is at 120 South Market Street in Opelousas. The Itinerant Theater in Lake Charles will continue its run of The Firsts. They Made a Difference this Thursday and Friday. For more information, you can go to the website, which is itinerantheater.com. On Thursday night, you'll meet Caroline Dorman and also Margaret Dixon. That's Caroline and Maggie. These are short monologues of women who have made a difference in Louisiana. They were the firsts in their field and accomplished quite a lot. Again, that's in Lake Charles at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in the gallery there, which is the Gibson Barham Gallery. The Glass Mendacity continues its run at Cité des Arts this weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. The Glass Mendacity mixes up Tennessee Williams' well-known plays The Glass Menagerie, A Streetcar Named Desire, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And it mixes up these rather fragile, damaged Southern characters. They all kind of merge together and have family, even though they're from different plays. It's a funny play, and it will run again this weekend. If you'd like more information, you can call Cité des Arts, or you can reserve your tickets there as well, or you can get them at the door. In Lake Charles, there will be a guest artist recital featuring pianist Gilbert DeGrieve, 7:30 on Friday in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater. This free program will feature Claude Debussy's First Book of Preludes and his Ballade No. 1 in G minor, and then the Scherzo in B flat minor by Frédéric Chopin. For more information, please call the Department of Performing Arts at McNeese. The Lafayette Public Libraries will offer a public forum on mental health services in Louisiana that will be held at the South Regional Library on Johnston Street this Saturday, June 23rd, from 9:30 to 12 noon. Participating will be policymakers Dr. Craig Cohenson, Mary Norris, Tricia Henserling, and Nell Hahn. For further information, please call the South Regional Library in Lafayette. A new film series called Cane Fire will open this Saturday, June 23rd, at the Light Center. They'll be showing a new independent film each month at the Light Center. The first one is a film by Matthew Roy and Harold Crooks called Surviving Progress. For more information, stop by their Facebook page, which is Cane Fire Film Series. And also this weekend, the Acadiana Repertory Theater will have its inaugural New Works Festival, presenting readings of 10 plays by 10 up-and-coming playwrights. It opens this Friday. There will be two plays read on Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday this weekend at Theater 810. Stop by their website or go to their Facebook page for a complete listing of the readings. Their website is acadianarep.org, and their Facebook page is Acadiana Repertory. So stop by there and find out more about these readings that will take place this weekend. And for a listing of programs programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a complete schedule or finding out about individual programs. And if you go to a particular local program, you can podcast many of the episodes, either listen to them there, the archived shows, or you can download them for listening to later on. There's also a podcast button there as well. If you have any difficulty with it, please just give us a call. We'll be happy to help you through that. You can also support KRVS at any time very securely and easily at our website. Just click on the support button or the pledge now button and find all the ways that you can support KRVS, either through individual contributions and membership, program underwriting, or donating a vehicle. A huge thanks to all of you who have donated vehicles over this past year. It's a great way to clean up your driveway and it really helps KRVS. There's a button on our homepage that says vehicle donation. Just click that and it takes you to a page where you can fill out information about that vehicle or call the toll-free number that you find on the page. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. At 8, Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears. Lee Klein-Peters' Big Band Swings at 9. Selected Shorts at 10. Music from the Hearts of Space at 11. Beat Current at midnight. And La Vianera at 1 o'clock in the morning. In just a few moments, we join NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.